The Lubbock Chorale opens its fall season with a concert this weekend that features women composers. We'll have all the details with today's special guest, Dr. John Hollins. I hope you can make plans to stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are in the office of Dr. John Hollins, who is Associate Director of Choral Studies here at the Texas Tech University School of Music, and he is also the Artistic Director and Conductor of the Lubbock Chorale, one of the great art organizations in our community. John, thank you very much for being our guest on The Front Row today, and thanks for inviting us into your space.
Thank you. Thank you for coming and providing this opportunity.
Absolutely. So the Lubbock Chorale is inaugurating its 2019 season with concerts coming up this weekend. Tell us about them.
I'm delighted to. It's our first concert of the season. It's our 44th season, getting close to 45. And we always open in October, and this year it's coming up on the 12th, this coming Saturday. Our first concert this year celebrates women composers, which is a gap throughout music history. That is to say, female composers have been a little bit underrepresented, or a lot underrepresented, the farther back we go. And so we're celebrating all of those composers in that wonderful tradition of female composers.
Right. Well, tell us what you drew from in order to make a program.
Right. Well, there's a lot happening in modern times, current times. Mm-hmm. This is an area that is just exploding, and we're blessed by that. So I started in modern times and then cast the net all the way back to Hildegard for our medieval mystic poet composer. Rather tongue-in-cheek, I say she was the Renaissance woman before the Renaissance.
Before it happened, yeah. That's right.
So Hildegard, we're starting with some of her chant, her mystical setting. And then we go to the Romantic period for Fanny Hensel, and representing the Mendelssohn family. We had to pick and choose. It was very difficult. But we're doing a set of three garden songs. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful, charming. Our assistant conductor is conducting those pieces by Hensel. And then we have a marvelous smorgasbord from Eleanor Daly to Gwyneth Walker, Emma Lou Deamer. These composers who are alive and well and are composing music to to the very day, and we're saving, I've saved the best for last. We have a commissioned piece for this concert. The chorale champions choral music as a living art, alive and well, not just musics from the past, but musics from the present. So our very own Elise Kaler, Elise finished her terminal degree, DMA, a doctoral degree in music composition here last year. Mm-hmm. She now teaches at UT Arlington, University of Texas at Arlington. Elise is a gifted composer. And so she has teamed up with a member of the chorale, Allison Boyer, Dr. Boyer, who is one of the associate directors of the graduate school here at Texas Tech, and one of whose specialties is women's studies. Mm-hmm. Elise Kaler, composer, Allison Boyer, these are living, breathing composers and poets. We've commissioned a piece for them, and it is called Parallax. It's a fantastic poem, beautiful piece. The chorale is going to premiere this at our concert on the 12th.
How wonderful. Elise, I'm so glad that she has this commission, and I'm so glad to see her doing this. I remember when she first came to Texas Tech as a graduate student, and she was my wife's grader theory.
Oh, wow.
And
what a
just remember how much respect my wife Jeannie had for her. Yes. She thought she would do well, and she has.
And lo and behold, yes, exceedingly well. Right. It's wonderful to see her bloom. Right. What a neat connection.
So what? Without giving away the story, tell us just a little bit about the piece. I mean, what can the audience expect in terms of what to hear?
Yes, the piece centers around truth and falsehood, relative truth or falsehood, and it asks the question, am I true, am I false? It's paradoxical, and it's rather rather cosmological, if you will, must I shrink when I can thunder? Then the next strophe, but I know that I am galaxies. I'm moon-marked and touched by sun. So it's cosmic in scope and yet intimate and personal. I can swell like the tides, myself and no one else. And I carry the universe and I am true. So it is that kind of a cosmic text that's also intimately personal, mm-hmm. that juxtaposition. And musically, Elise has given us fascinating key areas. We start with six sharps, you know, right? So interesting colors and painting the words false and true. And that gives way to a very rhapsodic closing section that's very romantic and expressive. It is a beautiful piece. It's well-crafted, colorful. This fits in the larger scope of the program. We start with a brief prologue with the Hildegard and an African folk spirit, the spirit of African folk music in Jane Zimco's It Takes a Village. Mm-hmm. So I'm calling that a prologue. Then we take a journey through life, down to the river to pray. Yeah, so we've got Set Me as a Seal, which is a beautiful scripture. Mm-hmm. Dance, Dance My Heart, which is Kabir, another mystic poet, a mystical poet. And then In Remembrance from Eleanor Daly's Requiem, Do Not Stand at My Grave and Weep. Mm-hmm. And then finally, Alfred Lord Tennyson, Crossing the Bar. So that takes us through the journey of life. And it's kind of, and then our final meaty section is called Cosmic Contemplation. And there we have the Garden Song. Nature around us, and then parallax with the whole universe. And then we end with an epilogue, Isaac Watts, blessings, two benedictions, with prayer and supplication. Let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God which passeth understanding will keep your hearts and minds through Christ our Lord. An epilogue, a benediction. So it's a neat evening. It's a lot of choral music, some African percussion instruments, beautiful piano parts, and handbells.
Oh, well. Wonderful.
Yeah, a few handbells.
Many of the composers that you mentioned, Emmylou Deemer and Fanny Hensel and Eleanor Daly, these are they may not be so well known to the wider public, but within the choral world, these are well known, respected people.
Indeed, yeah. Very well known in the choral world, champions of the art, and represented very well at conventions and performances around the world.
Right.
It's a privilege to get to touch their gifts in that way.
Right. For people who are really interested in coming to the concert and want to be able to do that, what should they do?
Wonderful. Well, we are performing off the campus of Texas Tech, which we do enjoy doing in the community, and this concert is at St. Paul's Episcopal Church.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
And St. Paul's is at 1510 Avenue X. We're at the corner of 16th and X in the sanctuary. Tickets for this concert are available via Select a Seat online, local outlets, and also by phone.
Okay.
And this concert is a joyous hour to hour and 15 minutes of choral music. I think it's a rich journey.
Saturday night. At what time?
7:30. Saturday the 12th, 7:30. 770-2000 for tickets, or click online, or come see us at the door. We'd love to see you.
Wonderful. Dr. Hollins, thank you very, very much. I wish people could see visually to watch you as you talk about these things. You're just obviously in love with this, and you really are excited about it. It's wonderful to see.
It's the music. It's just so exciting. And the joy is in sharing it and community from it. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for being our guest on the show today.
Yes, sir.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm your host, Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Support for The Front Row comes from the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra, announcing the 2019-2020 season. More information is at lubbocksymphony.org.